you speak the truth. Don't let your body talk you into saying something is not true. Don't let your feeling talk you into saying something is not true. If the word says it, stay with the word. But I hurt so bad, stay with the word. And I don't care if you still change from the word, you're still hurting. You still, don't you understand? If you change something hurting so bad, you're still hurting. So why don't you stay with the word that's going to help you stop hurting? Amen. Just agreeing about I'm hurting is not going to help you. Amen. Just stand. Just keep saying I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. You're already broke. We know that. You know that. Why don't you say something different? Do you want to be broke? No, I don't want to be broke. Well, stop saying it. Start telling the truth about your situation. Stop lying. Because when you say you broke, you're lying. God said you're rich. I know I'm preaching good. Y'all don't even have to tell me. Because I'm preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65:24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, listen to this. Ooh, it shall come to pass. That before they call, I will answer. Before you call, I will answer. So when you call, he's already answered you. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. And you gonna walk around depressed? You gonna walk around all this weight on you? You need to read your Bible. You need to find out what your daddy has said. Why are you letting the outlaw tell it, speaking in your life, bringing confusion and distraction, all the other stuff, and you miserable when you ought to be listening to your daddy? He said, I will take good care of you. No good thing I withhold from you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him. He shall do what? He'll tell you what to do. Direct your path. Hallelujah. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, do what? Ask, and it shall be given you. Ooh, what some promises. If you don't have it, it's not God's fault. He's telling you what he'll do. I won't read your letters, what you said. God put his out in the open. Now let me read yours, what you gonna say. Your response to what he said. You know how I read yours? Your action. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be what? Given you. Seek. See, don't tell me you can't. I just don't know. You haven't been seeking. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and shall be open unto you. Ooh, you see how Satan has been cheating you in areas of your life. You know, I let him cheat me so many years of areas of my life, but I'm taking control now. He told me certain things. And he'll tell you certain things because you were born in that city, or you're born into that family, or you come up that way, or this happened to you. You can't help yourself. Get your lying self out of my face. Once you hear this word, I don't care what happened to you. I don't care who did it. I don't care how much they did to you. Once you hear this word, throw yourself in the arms of God and trust him, he'll make you forget your past. He'll bless you so till you have a hard time remembering how poor you used to be. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to... Oh, man, I ain't really... Y'all forgive me. I was supposed to be cut off. And I got a bunch of more of them. No, I ain't got too many more, but I still got some more. I'm so glad I'm in the family. I'm in the family of the redeemed. Aren't you glad you're in the family of God? God loves you. Say that to yourself. Say, God loves me. I'm loved by God. Say this. Say, God, say your name. I'm going to say my name. God loves Hampson Jimmy. See, you're making it personal. Whatever I ask, he give it to me. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the name. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that have come upon us. Thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as we minister. Hallelujah. What you do, I say today, your healing is already done.